You're listening to an iHeart podcast.
Crime Alert, I'm Nancy Grace, breaking crime news now. Doris Espinoza Rodriguez and boyfriend have an argument while the two are out for dinner. Back at home, she indicates she wants to harm herself. So the boyfriend and his children try to calm her down. She produces a knife and declares she will go out in a bang and attacks the boyfriend and the children, ages 14 and 10.
Nancy Espinoza defended herself at trial and claimed her boyfriend, the father, ordered the kids to attack her. That, she said, made her action self-defense. The jury didn't buy the story during the four-day trial. Espinoza Rodriguez stabbed the 10-year-old in her left shoulder. Police found the girl lying in a bedroom in a pool of blood. Lucky for her, the 14-year-old brother intervened. He was still able to dial 911 despite getting stabbed in the left shoulder and chest area.
A jury convicts Doris Espinoza Rodriguez, 2 counts attempted murder, aggravated child abuse with a weapon, and felony battery. She'll have the next 20 years behind bars to think about her actions. A California mom plans a trip with her 2 little girls to Disneyland. However, mom doesn't want to pay for the tickets. She tries to sneak the 2 little girls into the park, but employees are quick to recognize the scheme. Why? Same mom has tried to sneak in 4 times in the last 2 months. She refuses to identify herself to police. She screams profanities as she is escorted out of the park in handcuffs. Maybe Disneyland is not the happiest place on earth for her, much less her mortified children. More crime and justice news after this. Now with the latest crime and justice breaking news, Crime Online's John Limley.
A 13-year-old girl from Taylor, Michigan has been charged with first-degree premeditated murder and the stabbing death of her 7-year-old sister. The Wayne County Prosecutor's Office says the incident occurred Saturday morning when the 2 sisters, left home alone, got into an argument. The younger girl was stabbed multiple times in a bathroom. The 13-year-old, whose name has not been released, called 911. But her sister later died at the hospital. In addition to the murder charge, the older girl faces charges of felony murder and first-degree child abuse. Prosecutor Kim Worthy considered designating the teen as an adult, but noted that this is different from trying her as one. The girl remains in custody after a preliminary hearing in juvenile court. A 15-year-old has been arrested in Iowa and charged with the murder of a Chicago mail carrier. Authorities say that 48-year-old Octavia Redman was fatally shot on July 19th while delivering mail on the city's south side. According to the U.S. Postal Service, the suspect exited a stolen SUV, shot Redman multiple times at close range, and fled in the vehicle. Chicago police, working with U.S. Marshals, apprehended the teenager in Cedar Rapids on Monday. He has since been extradited to Chicago and charged with first-degree murder. The suspect appeared in juvenile court Tuesday and will remain in custody until his hearing November 1st. In Mississippi, Attorney General Len Finch is moving to set an execution date for the state's longest-serving death row inmate. With more, here's Sydney Sumner of Crime Online.
On Tuesday, the Mississippi Supreme Court denied Richard Gerald Jordan's latest appeal. Hours later, Fitch filed the request to move forward with his execution by lethal injection. Jordan, now 78, was sentenced to death in 1976 for the kidnapping and murder of Edwina Martyr in Harrison County. Court records reveal that in January 1976, Jordan traveled from Louisiana to Gulfport, Mississippi. After calling Gulf National Bank and posing as a utility worker, he located Martyr's home address. Jordan kidnapped her, took her to a forest, and shot her. He then contacted her husband, falsely claiming she was alive, and demanded a ransom of $25,000. Jordan has pursued numerous appeals over the decades. His most recent appeal, filed in December 2022, argued that his defense was denied due process. Specifically, his legal team claimed he was entitled to a psychiatric expert who would work exclusively for his defense, rather than a court-appointed expert who reported findings to both the prosecution and defense. However, the Mississippi Supreme Court ruled that this issue had been raised in Jordan's previous appeals. The court referenced a prior federal ruling which determined that the use of a single court-appointed expert did not violate Jordan's constitutional rights.
Chrissy Noble, Jordan's attorney, maintains that the court failed to properly apply a 2017 U.S. Supreme Court decision that set a precedent regarding the use of independent mental health experts in death penalty cases.
Thanks, John. Antoine Worsham, 34, tells fiancé Amanda Jaworski he'll be right back with more baby formula for their four-month-old baby boy. He leaves their Cleveland home in Amanda's mom's 2010 blue Ford Fusion. An hour later, he still hasn't come home. He's not answering calls or texts. 7:30 p.m., someone spots him across town in the West Park neighborhood. No other sightings. Car never recovered. Antoine Worsham, African American, 5'10", 170 pounds, short black hair and a goatee. Last seen wearing blue jeans, a polo shirt with teddy bears on it, layered over a neon pink t-shirt and a baseball cap. If you have info on Antoine Worsham, now missing 3 weeks, call Cleveland PD 216-621-1234. For the latest crime and justice news, go to crimeonline.com and please join us for our daily podcast, Crime Stories. With this crime alert, I'm Nancy Grace.
You're listening to an iHeart podcast.